on Radio 3 from the BBC Proms, Sir Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic. Two consecutive evenings from this most celebrated of musical partnerships, starting with a programme that includes the suite from Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe and Debussy's Je, and in the following night's concert, the exhilarating second piano concerto by Brahms. The Berlin Philharmonic at the BBC Proms, starting Thursday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
And this is BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now just after 11 o'clock. Next tonight, Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Claire Martin.
Hello, the deep groove of Dennis Rollins and his Velocity Trio, who are our featured concert set this week. And remember this? From Bobby McFerrin's 2002 album Beyond Words, and Kevin Najama will be joining me to bring that album back into the spotlight. Also, what's new on the jazz shelves and a bit of what's on radio as well. All that on this week's Jazz Lineup. Former Miles Davis guitarist Mike Stern's new release, All Over the Place, mixes up blues, funk, African music, bebop and ballads. And as usual, he's surrounded himself with star collaborators. Making appearances are Esperanza Spalding, Randy Brecker, Chris Potter, Kenny Garrett and Dave Weckl, to name a few. There are 21 in total. He uses different musicians on each track. Stern is one of the most prolific and most distinctive guitarists, with a career spanning several decades, and he has a terrific ability to write highly evocative melodies. Let's hear his track, OCD. Thank you. From six-time Grammy nominee guitarist Mike Stern with OCD, taken from his new release entitled All Over the Place. Lots of variety on that new disc and heaven for bass players, as along with Esperanza Spalding, Mike was also called upon the enormous talents of Richard Boner, Victor Wooten, Anthony Jackson, Dave Holland, Tom Kennedy, Will Lee and Victor Bailey. Well, fulfilling a promise he made to lyricist Fran Landesman, singer Ian Shore has devoted his next CD to the lyrics of his dear friend. Landesman, who sadly died in July 2011, had an enduring songwriting partnership with pianist-composer Simon Wallace, and it's Wallace who accompanies Ian on all but three of the songs on the CD entitled A Ghost in Every Bar. And four of the songs have never actually been released before. The collection is almost entirely voice and piano, but there's a very nice flugelhorn feature for Sue Richardson on the Tommy Wolfe Fran Landesman classic Ballad of the Sad Young Men. But it's the Wallace Landesman partnership we turn to now as Ian Shore sings Down.
Down has some terrible attractions, featuring some desperate distractions, and that hook and misery sings I'll never set you free, 'cause there's something irresistible in down. Down makes some dangerous suggestions, taunts you with those sweet depressing questions. You can tell yourself to quit, but you really must admit that there's something irresistible in down. When you're up, down doesn't matter a damn. You keep thinking, wow, how lucky I am. Then you slip or trip on misery's scan, and you can't help falling. The grave is calling. It's swell to do a little slumming. You think that sad is so becoming, till the room begins to spin and the funnel sucks you in, and you wake up in the scariest part of town, finding something irresistible in down. When you're up, down doesn't matter a damn. You keep thinking, wow, how lucky I am. Then you slip or trip on misery's scam, and you can't help falling. The grave is calling. It's swell to do a little slumming. You think that sad is so becoming, till the room begins to spin and the funnel sucks you in, and you wake up in the scary part of town, finding something irresistible in down. You continue to enjoy yourself while trying to destroy yourself. There's something irresistible in down. Irresistible. and down. Terrible attractions. Do do a do de da so do do de do le ba do de da do le la la oh a bo bo de da. Do do a do 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 bo do 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 da da oh bless do de do 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 de. There's something irresistible in down.
The multi-award-winning vocalist Ian Shaw with Simon Wallace at the piano, and that was a lyric by the late, great and much-missed Fran Landesman, Down, with music by Simon Wallace. That new CD is out now on the Splashpoint record label, and it's called A Ghost in Every Bar. And you can go and hear Ian at the Vortex Club in Dalston on Saturday the 1st of September, or later on that month on the 28th and 29th at Ronnie Scott's, where his special guest will be trumpeter Guy Barker. We jazz around the BBC this week, and Jamie Cullum on BBC Radio 2 on Tuesday night will feature some of his classic tracks on CD, so perhaps Ian Shaw will be on that. Check him out on Radio 2 Tuesday nights just after 7 o'clock. Well, Jamie might well be into Bobby McFerrin, but our own Kevin LeGenre certainly is, as he returns with another Now Is The Time suggestion. And it's Bobby McFerrin's 2002 album, Beyond Words. Kevin, why should we rediscover this album?
It's one of the great vocal albums of recent times. Simple as that. It's a classic.
Obviously, you're a very big Bobby McFerrin fan.
Huge Bobby McFerrin fan.
How did that all start?
When I first heard him doing Van Morrison's Moondance back in the 80s, I think 1982, from his first eponymous album, and I was just completely blown away by the purity and just this absolute crystalline beauty of the voice. And I also really, really liked the humour that he had in what he did as well, because on that record there are other songs like Chicken and All Feet Can Dance, and they're just really, really funny tunes. So there was a combination of him being very, very engaging, somebody who you can easily like, yet at the same time being a very, very accomplished, very innovative artist, really, if you think about what he does with his voice.
Absolutely.
And the structure of his songs.
Four-octave voice.
Yeah.
Parents both singers. His dad was a
both
famous
opera, singers.
Opera singer, wasn't
yeah.
he? Yeah.
The brilliance of him as an artist and his personality that really drew me in.
Well, let's go to the first track. I mean, as I was researching this, there were some fantastic quotes that I found when people were reviewing it back then. One I really liked was, it says, this is an album from the world to the world, which is really terrific, because on lots of these pieces, especially the bit we're going to hear, he kind of makes up his own language on a lot of the scats. There's no lyrics on this album, let's make that
well,
clear.
Well, it's called Beyond Words,
yeah,
for good reason. I interviewed him at the time, and he said that even though it's wordless, in inverted commas, it's not languageless, meaning that the pieces are communicating something. They're intensely lyrical. And at times, to me, it feels as if there's kind of like a ceremonial, almost a monastic feel to the way that he uses his voice. The delicacy of the timbres.
Yes.
It feels as if it was recorded in a church or cloisters or something like that. And that's part of the appeal of the record. They're like psalms. To me, they're non-religious psalms. And if you look at the titles, A Fertile Field, Invocation, Sisters, Circlings, Monks, The Shepherds, there's this kind of subtle biblical feel to the record, which I think just gives it an emotional charge, which is really, really beautiful.
Let's hear the first track, and it's Fertile Field.
Thank you.
Track Fertile Field from Bobby McFerrin. We're rediscovering Beyond Words with Kevin Lejeune. So, yes, I mean, I don't know about monasteries there. I was thinking more beach.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And as I say, the delicacy and the control that he has over his voice. I think he's one of those singers who, even though his phrasing is very memorable and it's got this piercing quality. Mm. Andy Bay was another great singer. Said that he was actually, even though he's older than Bobby McFerrin, that he listened a lot to what he was doing. I did an interview with Andy Bay several years ago, and he started to use his technical terms to explain the use of the voice, which you, as a singer, would understand. He was talking about Bobby McFerrin's use of the soft palate and his control of the head voice and the chest voice, and he was saying that his use of the soft palate in particular was just astounding.
I wonder who trained Bobby McFerrin, whether his parents had a hand in it or whether he just grew up listening to his dad singing opera.
The son of opera singers. I think his dad was actually on a Porgy and Bess recording.
Yes, he was. He was, because he did it in the theatre. But that whole jazz sensibility, where did he... And he plays piano as well. Do you know anything about that?
Well, he's always said that his biggest influence is Miles Davis, or his two biggest influences are Miles Davis and Chick Corea.
Let's talk about the players he surrounded himself with on this record, because you couldn't get no better than this. Of course, Chick Corea on piano.
Chick Corea on piano, Richard Boner on bass, and the great Omar Hakim on drums, which is really significant because Bobby McFerrin actually, I think, either recorded or at least jammed with Weather Report back in the late 70s or the early 80s. And he really, really connected, he really related to the kind of Afro-Latin sensibility in their music. Again, from this interview that I did with him back in 2002, he talked a lot about that and how much of an influence people like Joe Zawinul were. So it's really significant, I think, that on this record you've got players who made a huge contribution to both Weather Report and Joe Zawinul's solo recordings as well. Richard Boner, who was on some of his last solo recordings, and Omar Hakim, who was one of the great drummers of Weather Report. So it's almost as if a circle is being squared. And Chick Corea is a musician with whom Bobby's had a long-standing association. They recorded some great duet albums.
Let's play a track from this CD, and it's the track written by Chick Corea. And it's Windows, Beautiful Waltz. Let's hear that. That was the track by Chick Corea, Windows, from the Bobby McFerrin CD Beyond Words, which we are revisiting and gushing about. Absolute great precision vocals. I mean, unbelievable, really. I mean, it is like an instrument, isn't it? These four octaves.
Absolutely. He has mastered this hush. It's like using a hush but getting lots of power out of it without pushing the volume. Which, again, going back to what Andy Bay was saying, I think that is just extreme control, physically, as well as having great
natural
imagination
ability, yes.
and natural ability.
I mean, this has no words we're talking about. Of course, it's called Beyond Words, but Bobby McFerrin, to most people, will start singing Don't Worry, Be Happy. I don't know whether that was a curse to him in the end. I mean, what do you think?
To a certain extent, yes. He reached a point where he didn't want to perform it again, because he just performed it too much and it had become a bit of a millstone around his neck. Not that he's disowned the song. I think he didn't like the fact that people thought that was the only thing that he could do. And it's very significant that midway into his career, he revealed this side of his artistry, which was unexpected to a lot of people, which was going into the classical world and being an incredibly accomplished conductor who was working with some of the biggest orchestras in the world. London, I think Leipzig, St. Paul's, etc. He did a lot of work as a classical musician. So I think he's always wanted to show that he's interested in everything. I mean, not just classical music and jazz, but also he's a great popular music fan as well. He's as passionate about the Beatles and Cream as he is Miles Davis and Keith Jarrett. So he reached the point where Don't Worry, Be Happy became too much of a restriction for
him. Yeah, a bit of a pigeonhole there. Yeah.
So he just went beyond that, basically.
Something else that the critic Christopher Loudon, who I really love his writing, he said something terrific about this CD. He said, Beyond Words struck a chord with me that few discs ever have. Simply put, I wanted to crawl inside this album and live there. And I thought that was such a great quote, because I feel the same way, actually, about it. You just want to... I could play this every day.
I think it's the warmth. It's very, very intimate. Yet at the same time, there is an energy in some of the tracks, especially the one that we're going to listen to now.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because it's got a real African flavour to it. It's very percussive in this, and he does his makey-uppy language.
Well, it's percussive, but it also has a strong drum and bass feel as well, which again shows you to what extent Bobby and his son, Taylor Haskins, the beatboxer, doing vocal percussion, are plugged into popular culture. And this, to me, is a great piece of dance music. In fact, I used to play this on the radio way back when the record came out in 2002. I was doing a jazz show on BBC London, and I played this a lot. And occasionally, this particular track, Taylor Made, I'd play either at house parties or in clubs, and it would rock the dance floor. Positively rock it.
Let's check it out.
Baby, 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 baby
Taylor May by Bobby McFerrin from his 2002 album Beyond Words, as recommended by Kevin Lejeune. That really does go, doesn't it?
It rocks.
We were definitely foot-tapping here. So time to rediscover that album. Obviously, it's easy to get, is it?
It is.
Did it sell well? Do we know?
I don't know if it sold well. I think it was critically acclaimed more than being commercially successful. But you can still get it. It's around.
I mean, he's won so many Grammys. He's a 10-time Grammy. Mm. I mean, 10 Grammys. I mean, and well-deserved. So yeah, and it doesn't matter if you just do something experimental, I guess. But that to me, sounds like the jazziest of all things.
Yeah, he's got that stature where he can sell out the Barbican and the Royal Festival Hall and major concert halls around the world. So
fantastic. So you always don't tell me, but what's on next month for Now Is the Time?
Something completely different.
Give the game away.
That's all you need to know.
Okay.
It might be something British.
Good.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Kevin Lejeune.
Thanks, Claire. It's been a pleasure.
This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. And that feature, along with the rest of Jazz Lineup, is available for the next 7 days via the Radio 3 website. Our concert set with Dennis Rollins will be coming up in about 10 minutes' time. The Brubeck Brothers Quartet is a jazz group featuring two members of one of America's most accomplished musical families. Dan Brubeck is on drums, joined by brother Chris on bass and trombone, and they're joined by guitarist Mike D'Amico and pianist Chuck Lamb. Their fourth CD is entitled Lifetimes, and half of the compositions are by their father, Dave Brubeck, who at 92 apparently loves the takes the quartet make with his compositions. This is the only ballad on the CD, and it's the very sumptuous My One Bad Habit. Chris Brubeck's trombone playing on the track My One Bad Habit, with brother Dan Brubeck on drums, taken from the Brubeck Brothers CD Lifetimes. Accompanying them very sensitively were guitarist Mike D'Amico and pianist Chuck Lamb. The BBC Proms is in full flow, and check out Guy Barker and Martin Taylor on Friday night, the 31st of August, where they perform a tribute to Belgium gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt in a collaboration between guitarist Martin and the trumpeter-composer Guy Barker. And did I mention that the Guy Barker Jazz Orchestra and the Britten Sinfonia will play a few notes as well? Trio Red are Tom Bancroft playing the drums, Tom Cawley playing the piano, and Per Zanussi on bass. When Tom Drums met Tom Piano on the first day they met, they recorded a series of completely open improvisations, which are lovingly referred to as first hellos. I've chosen the track The Hound of the Dextervilles, which is dedicated to the Bancrofts' border terrier, Dexter, who, according to Tom's witty and informative liner notes, is very brave and growls at cows and lions on the television. Let's hear the first take of a completely improvised piece, The Hound of the Dextervilles. Thank you. The Hound of the Dextervilles, Tom Bancroft and Trio Red with Tom at the drums, Tom Cawley at the piano and Norwegian bassist Pierre Zanussi. And that was a track from their debut new release, First Hello to Last Goodbye, a recording which was made over a three-day period in September of last year. And as John Fordham has said in The Guardian of this project, it's a shot-in-the-dark venture that turned into a world-class trio in a week. That CD is out now on the Interrupto label. Tomorrow night, Jez Nelson is on air at 11 o'clock with our current BBC Radio 3 new generation artist, Shebaka Hutchins, and his Sons of Kemet band. They played a set a few weeks ago for us and it was stunning, so check him out this time around. This is Jez Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. And so on to our concert set for this week, recorded exclusively for this programme at this year's Music in the Garden series at Wavingdon. This week it's the dynamic groove and virtuosity of Dennis Rollins, the trombone, with Ross Stanley on organ and Pedro Segundo on drums and percussion. Before the set began, we asked Dennis how proud he was of his Velocity Trio.
I really am proud of the Velocity Trio. It's great to play with musicians who have such intuition and will go in any direction you choose to go in, you know, and that's what I get with Pedro and Ross, absolutely. I actually tried a couple of drummers out in this format before I found Pedro. He comes from the Guildhall School of Music, was recommended to me, and it took one rehearsal, just one rehearsal. We got together, played for 10 minutes, and I knew that he had exactly at what I was looking for and more. Well, you know, Ross is the consummate professional. He really knows how to get to the heart of the music. And again, he can give me 20 options on anything that I write. He'll say, try this option or try that, and then he'll take it further in the live shows.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
It's great to see so many of you. We are Velocity Trio, and we're going to be playing songs this afternoon from our new album, The 11th Gate. I'd like to introduce these fantastic musicians to you. On the drums, Mr. Pedro Segundo. The wizard on the organ, Mr. Ross Stanley. The track you just heard was entitled Samba Galactica. We're going to continue with a piece inspired by the music of Larry Young, and this is called Emergence. Thank you.
Hello! This is a song inspired by the music of Bob Marley. This is called You Jamma. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to move it swiftly along. Pedro? The song we're about to play is a song written by the late, great Eddie Harris. Now, just a minute. This is called Freedom Jazz Dance, and we'd like you to join in with us here. I'd like to put you on together, lads. Come on. Now, we're going to take this on a little journey. It's going to go to Mars, it's going to go Pluto, it's going to go here, there, and everywhere. But we always come back to this point. And when we do, we'd like to see you with us just like this. Just like this. Freedom Jazz Dance. On the drums, Mr. Pedro Segundo. On the organ, Mr. Ross Stanley. My name is Dennis Rollins. We've really enjoyed playing for you tonight, this afternoon. Thank you. See you again sometime soon. Thank you.
Was Freedom Jazz Dance, played by the Dennis Rollins Velocity Trio, and that was written by Eddie Harris and recorded at the Jazz in the Garden series in Wavington of June this year. Dennis Rollins on the trombone, Ross Stanley on organ, Pedro Segundo on drums and percussion. And as I mentioned before, you can catch that set and the rest of this programme for 7 days via the Radio 3 website. We're continuing with the vocal theme, husky-toned, sultry and charismatic Grammy-winning vocalist Cassandra Wilson has just released her 17th CD, Another Country. That other country, I'm presuming, is Italy, as this set was recorded in three different locations, including Florence, with Italian guitarist and producer Fabrizio Sotti. That all sounds very sophisticated to me. Well, here she is at her bluesy best, treating us to the lush lower register that has almost become her trademark, with No More Blues.
This time it's gonna be blue skies. No more tears, I'm gonna dry my eyes. You seem to be so confused. Stay or go, you can choose. Left my home, miss my friends, but I'm starting over, 'cause I don't want no more blues. Gonna tell the truth, shoot straight, when no one lose. For some say that I'm hell to pay, but just like Frank, I'm gonna do it my way. Left my home and I miss my feet, but I'm starting over, 'cause I don't want no more blues.
Cassandra Wilson sounding relaxed and mellow on that southern blues-tinged feel of No More Blues from the CD Another Country, with musicians Fabrizio Sotti on guitar, Nicola Serrato on bass, Julian Labro on accordion on some of the tracks on the CD, and she's working with two percussionists this time, Mino Sonello and Lekan Babalola. That's it for this week. Join Julian Joseph next week for a performance of the Green Seagull Suite, performed by the Tommy Evans Orchestra. I'm back in a few weeks' time with an extended interview with Django Bates, and coming up very soon, an exclusive concert from John Taylor to celebrate his 70th birthday. Keep an eye out on our website for tickets for that one. Until next time, from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Brooks' second violin concerto gets an outing in about 90 minutes from now, but first we're dropping in again on the Musica Antiqua Festival in Belgium, where one summer evening in 2010, the wind ensemble Il Gardellino serenaded a packed audience at the church in Lissewege, just outside Bruges. And serenaded is the word. Much of the repertoire from the late 18th and early 19th century was written for just that purpose, such as the works by Mozart, Spohr and Mendelssohn that we'll hear later. Operatic medleys arranged for wind band were a regular staple too. Here's the overture to Rossini's The Italian Girl in Algiers. Wenzel Sedlak was the king of wind band opera arrangements in early 19th century Vienna, with over 60 of them surviving. Il Gardellino played his version of the overture to Rossini's The Italian Girl in Algiers there. All four works on their programme are in the key of C. Mozart's Serenade Köchel 388 is in C minor, though, not only in the first movement, but in the final theme and variations too, only turning to C major at the very end.
Thank you. Thank you.